Hi, Terry.
How you doing?
Fine. I'm so proud of you. You've done such a wonderful job, and I want to thank you for everything.
Well, thank you so much. I wanted just this one Democrat to call and say he was sorry he couldn't say happy birthday in person.
Well, you're so good and so wonderful, and you did so well last night, and I just glad we got a citizen like you.
Well, Jim Rowe and I was standing down back of the hall last night talking about what might have been.
Well, I think what might have been was, and I think it's the best thing in the world could happen. And if what we can do now, if we can just try to get peace the rest of this year while we'll run over them like nobody's business if we don't, while we've got troubles. And that's a very divisive, and people don't understand it, but we're going to work at it. And I think we've got the best tools we could have now. I don't think they think Nixon will do better than I will, and I don't think they think Humphrey will if his people just won't leak out stuff. And if we could get Hanoi to do something, which we ought to be able to get him to do between now and November, why, it'd be the best thing.
Well, I would think so. Of course, that's just the hope and prayer of everybody.
I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't told anybody what the... Nobody's told me what's going to happen, what to do, but I sure am happy with your conduct and mighty proud of what you've done, and be awfully thrilled if the Vice President looked in your direction. And
well, I felt for a couple of days that I was pretty much out of it, and I think when he asked me to second the nomination, that was pretty much the signal to me. And I am worried about it, knowing something about the purpose of it anyhow.
I'll tell you one thing. I don't know what's going to happen. I have said that I thought that you would be very attractive, and I would, if I didn't live in this section, I would certainly want you with me. I have said that, and I could give some thought to it. But if that doesn't work out, and I'm not going to, I can't dictate it, and don't want to. I don't want to be somebody that passes on credentials or platforms or anything else. I've given them all my views, and then I stayed away from it. I haven't called anybody, but I am grateful to the party for what it's done for the people of this country, and I'm very grateful to the leaders for helping me do it and permitting me to be a part of it, and I'll always be all of my life. You embody nearly everything that... That is attractive to me in political life: judgment, personality, compassion, pragmatism, and so forth. Now, we may have Humphrey taking over Freeman, or maybe another front. And if we do, I don't know that you would ever have any interest, but you ought to give some thought to serving four or five months in the cabinet. I don't think it could hurt you. I think it would expose you a little more than you have been and make you a little more national than regional, and I don't think there's any job in it you couldn't do well. I don't know that any of these fellows are going to, but there's been some talk about his managing Humphrey's campaign and some of those things. If you have
he really does need to put together a strong management team now. This is the one thing that worries me more than anything else at the moment.
If you have no interest in going in the cabinet, or if you have problems with it, financial or otherwise, if not, there's not anything we want. All you'd have to do is follow your judgment and do a good job, and I think it's pretty well set up, but I think you could have some real exposure and get known and be in anybody's cabinet. I don't care whether it's Forrestal serving with Truman or whether it's Clifford serving in ours.
Completely. And I'd be highly honored. I want to come by and talk to you sometime, and as I said, I just called to have a birthday visit with you.
Well, you just be ready to take a call.
I hated to bother you in Washington. You've had so many burdens on you. I talked to Jim a couple of times.
Well, you never a burden. You're a great pleasure. Your wife is, too. And I'll send a plane down to get you if you can't get on one. As soon as we get back there, or if we stay here very long, maybe you can
catch one of my jet stars, come down here. I won't talk to you real soon.
All right, so well, I'll keep in touch.
And I'll do anything and everything I can to you for anything from the top post down.
Well, I surely thank you.
I'm a great admirer, and I think you represent all that's good.
Surely it's mighty good to talk to you.
Thank you, Dick.
Thanks, bye.
Waiting.